Chapter 3. The Rulers. 1. George the First, 1714-27. The English, as Voltaire and Montesquieu were soon to perceive, were much cleverer than the French in the matter of government. Having beheaded one sovereign and sent another scurrying in fright across the Channel, they now imported a king who had left his heart and mind in Germany, who took long leaves of absence in his native Hanover, and who could readily be ruled by a parliament whose ways and language he could never understand. The House of Hanover had its roots in medieval Germany, tracing its princely lineage through the Dukes of Brunswick-Lüneburg to Henry the Lion, 1129-95, and beyond him to his Welf or Guelph ancestry. Hanover itself became an electorate of the Holy Roman Empire in 1692. Its first elector, Ernest Augustus, married Sophia, granddaughter of James I of England. After the death of Ernest, his widow, by Parliament's Act of Settlement, 1701, became heiress to the English throne. Her son George Louis, second elector of Hanover, clouded this happy heritage by an unhappy marriage. His wife, Sophia Dorothea, resented his infidelities and planned elopement with Count Philipp von Königsmark, handsome colonel of the guards. George discovered the plot. The count was never heard of again and was presumably put to death, 1694. Sophia Dorothea was arrested and tried, her marriage was annulled, and she was imprisoned for the remaining 32 years of her life in the castle of Alden. She had borne to her husband a daughter who became the mother of Frederick the Great, and a son who became George II of England. Sophia, Dowager Electress of Hanover, died in 1714, 2 months before the passing of Queen Anne. Therefore, she missed royalty, but her son was at once proclaimed George I of Great Britain and Ireland. On September 18th, he reached England, beginning a new epoch in English history. He brought with him his son and daughter-in-law, a number of German aides, and two mistresses, Charlotta von Kielmansegge, whom he made Countess of Dar-